Of Canada's 150 largest cities, St. Albert experienced the greatest increase in residential vacancy rates over the past decade, according to a recent study by .2 Homes. Statistics Canada gathers data about vacancy rates, defined as private dwellings that are unoccupied, or occupied temporarily by a person with primary residence elsewhere. .2 Homes found St. Albert's vacancy rate increased 93% from 2011, with 477 unoccupied dwellings amounting to a vacancy rate of 2%, to 2021, with 1,081 unoccupied dwellings, amounting to a 4% vacancy rate. Although the vacancy rate in Canada's 150 largest cities remains relatively high at 8%, .2 Homes found the rate has dropped since the previous 2016 census when it climbed to 8.7%, nearing the national vacancy rate in 2001, 7.8%. Dennis Faulkner, a real estate agent at REE, Max River City who lives in St. Albert, said the spike in the city can likely be attributed to a phenomenon where people become accidental landlords, condo purchasers who had no intention of renting out their properties, but who couldn't get out of the condo market. Faulkner noted the issue isn't specific to St. Albert, and can be seen throughout Alberta, especially in Edmonton, where he said corporations overbuilt both apartments and condos. According to .2 Homes's study, Edmonton's vacancy rate climbed from 7 to 8%, while Calgary's remained the same over the decade, sitting at 5%. Grand Prairie's also rose from 8 to 10% over the past 10 years. Some midsize Alberta cities, however, have seen a drop in their vacancy rates. Airdrie's vacancy rate fell to 3% in 2021, down from 4% in 2011. Similarly, vacancy rates in Spruce Grove also fell from 5% to 3%. Though Faulkner noted St. Albert as an example of wider trends throughout the province, he highlighted that the city has unique features that might also contribute to more vacancies and condos. If you look at the demographics, this really is a family community, Faulkner said, noting that some families might be unable to afford to buy a house, but want to get their children set up for school and need extra room. You don't need to advertise your single-family home for renters, just word of mouth will fill it. Alexander Wally, a University of Calgary professor in the Department of Economics, said Faulkner's theory seems plausible. You have people who invest in a property not really looking to be a landlord, not really looking to rent it out, but then the circumstances change, the market changes, and they find themselves in that position, Wally said. Looking at Canada's vacancy rate movement as a whole, Wally said the increase in real estate value resulting from the pandemic period means that many might have jumped at the chance to sell their property in recent years. However, with Alberta moving from an oil market boom to greater uncertainty over the past decade, Wally noted the province might have grown slower than expected. Accordingly, more residential space might have been built than was actually needed in an area. Data paints uncertain picture, Wally noted. However, the vacancy rate measured by .2 Homes is somewhat uncertain, as Statistics Canada's measure of dwellings unoccupied by their usual residents can encompass a variety of scenarios. For example, some dwellings might be vacant as they transition between occupants, while the dwelling might be typically occupied, that vacancy then becomes captured in the census. I think it's an open question, Wally said of how to interpret .2 Homes's findings. It's interesting to think about the changes, and it certainly matters for residents and property owners in St. Albert to figure out what's going on. In an email, St. Albert spokesperson Corey Sinclair said the city is not aware of any definitive cause to explain the study's findings for St. Albert. Sinclair said the city's vacant lot inventory remains at 385 vacant lots, a figure he said is in line with previous years. Our experience has been that demand for housing is high in St. Albert, Sinclair said in the email.